Wouldn't it be kind of like,
you know, out of you and all of the sisters, who is most like your mother?
Probably I would say my sister Dorinda, the preacher.
Yeah,
it looked like my mother's just fell upon her. Her language just fell.
And do you see some of the principles in music today, in our gospel artists, in music today, a lot of the principles that your mother has thought passed down to you, are you seeing it with the younger generation as they're coming up in gospel music, broadening their music?
In some of them, because some of them probably had the same teaching that we had. And I think, like my daughter, you know, I made sure that I passed it down. Sometimes it's a little different, and you have these kids today, you have to just come at them differently now. And I take what I was taught to pass it down to my children. But some of it is, hopefully that they will take, I know they'd be looking like old school, that's old school, but it helps. It brought us here, you know, and it made us stay and become, you know, as they call us, legends. But thank God that hopefully my daughter will pass it down to her granddaughter, because it holds up.
You all have an excellent work ethic. And as a mother, how are you able to balance what you do in the society with all the things that we have? Social media would be able to be exposed to with our youth and young adults. How are you able to help?
I think what helps me is that's all I know is praying. I pray, and then of course I make sure that I'm balanced with my children. You know, families is I value, and I make sure I have that time. It's important to have valuable family time. It's so important, so I try to balance it with all of what's going on with me. I'm a pastor's wife, I'm a mother, I'm all of these hats.
And you're a woman.
So, yes.
So it doesn't matter what genre of music.
Right, absolutely, absolutely. So I try to balance it and let them know that I still want to be mother. I still want to be the real woman that God called me to be.
You are performing tonight. Can you share one ritual that you do to prepare your voice for performance?
I think probably a lot of hot tea with lemon. And of course, my mother always told me, be quiet and save your voice, girl. So I try to be very quiet and just kind of appropriate myself, you know, get it together.
Okay. So we already know you are going to just tear the house down. But who else are you looking forward to seeing perform besides yourself?
Oh, I'm looking forward to seeing, of course, Jennifer Hudson. She has a beautiful voice. And, of course, I think Wayne is supposed to be hosting tonight. And he has so many talents. I mean, you know, and I just love his singing as well. So I'm looking for a great show.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Karen Clark Shear.